friends. Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast with Brother Scott. We are thrilled that you've taken time out of your day to explore with us God's timeless truth. Regardless of who we are, we all need the light of God's Word to illuminate our path for this day. And now, here's our youth pastor, Brother Scott.
Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It's Friday, and what a great week it has been. A lot going on around here. Tonight we have a family night in the gym for our soccer and volleyball teenagers. Those who participated in the season will be in the gym and sort of doing a family night. This sort of is the culmination of just an awesome season. We had some COVID stuff happen. We had to take a little bit of a break, but the Lord got us through, and now we'll just celebrate the Lord's goodness tonight. Looking forward to that. Also, we've got revival coming up. Tim Thompson will be our speaker. He and his family are going to be a part of that. And I just cannot wait. I know our teenagers are excited about it, as well as our adults, and getting to hear some wonderful preaching from God's Word. I encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're in the area, make a point to come and visit and be here for every service. And maybe you have the opportunity to tune in via live stream as well if you're not from our area. But just really looking forward to our Renew Conference, as we're calling it. But let's go ahead and get into our memory verse that we just started a couple days ago, Isaiah 40 and verse 8, the Bible says this: "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." Isaiah 40 and verse 8. Let's do that one more time. Isaiah 40 and verse 8, "The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever." There are many things that come into our lives and leave very quickly. Sometimes those are people. Sometimes those are events. But when we look at God's love letter to us, it was written so long ago, and yet it's still here. God's preserved it for us, and every day we have multiple copies. We have access to it. We can read it, and this is a great promise that we all should be thankful for. His word shall stand forever. Let's go now to Genesis chapter 3. Really interesting passage of scripture. And if you've had a chance to read it, you already know that a little bit different tone as you read the first couple of verses. And as we get into it, we find these words, and at least in verse 3, the Bible says, And Abraham stood up from before his dead and spake unto the sons of Heth. I want to talk to you just for a second about grace returned. Now, like I said, this passage of scripture opens with a little bit different tone, and the Bible's telling us about the death of Sarah. And you know, you can imagine these folks have been married for many, many years, and in their case, much longer than people are today, from the sense that they live much longer than a lot of folks today. And so they spent much of their known lives together, and God had blessed them. And Sarah was very near and dear to Abraham. They had been through a lot together, and got to follow the Lord together. And well, that is a special thing when you have a relationship with the Lord and your spouse does as well, and the special spiritual union that you're able to have. Well, Abraham had that. And just as the death of any of our loved ones are difficult, this was difficult for Abraham. And the chapter opens with this. And just like with many of us who lose or have lost loved ones in the past, sometimes, you know, we're not only grieving during that time, but there's a process of things that have to be dealt with. There are responsibilities that have to be taken care of. The funeral has to be set up. The arrangements for the burial needs to be advanced, and all of these things while there's a grieving process that's taking place. And you know what? Abraham, it was no different in his day. Abraham's in the middle of that. He's grieving the death of Sarah, and yet there are things that need to be dealt with. And so this chapter talks about that. It gives us some of the details. And so what the Bible says here is that Abraham goes to the sons of Heth. And these sons of Heth, they were known for having portions of land that are great for burial. And so they had plots there. And so he goes to them. And all throughout the dialogue here, you find such a humility, such a graciousness on the part of the sons of Heth as they address Abraham, as they speak to him in this very difficult time, you don't detect at all a spirit of unwillingness to oblige or unwillingness to help Abraham out in this difficult moment. No, they're very receptive to really the grace that they have received from Abraham's life. And so really when I look at this passage, and we may look at it and say, well, what's the Lord trying to teach us in this process where there's, you know, Abraham's asking the sons of Heth, you know, well, I want some land and can I buy it from you? They say, well, we'll give it to you. And he says, no, I want to buy it. And we're given all of these details. But the thing that I come away with is just as Abraham over the course of a lifetime was gracious to others, I think this passage really reveals to us that the fruit of graciousness in our own lives often returns seeds of graciousness to us in the future. So be a giver of grace, and don't be surprised when the Lord, through someone else, gives grace back to you. Abraham entered a very difficult time in his life. These sons of Heth ended up being a blessing to him in a special way, and I think much in large part because of the gracious tone he had taken on in regards to serving others over the years. All right, let's be gracious to others today. Hey, before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day, and it is Lillian. And why don't you take some time, maybe right after this podcast is over, and take Lillian's name to the Lord. Maybe you know her well, maybe you don't know her very well. But regardless, she needs our prayers today. So would you do that? Hey, I hope that you will have a great weekend. We call the weekends our weekend of discovery as we read the next couple chapters of Genesis. That'll be 24 and 25, Saturday and Sunday. And then we'll come back and we'll discuss chapter 26 on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you next time.
If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to hit the subscribe button or even share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.